Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, let's go into the book of Genesis quickly. Genesis. If you have your Bibles, declare after me, this is my Bible. I believe it is the Word of God. I am what it says I am. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I will. I must have what it says I will. And so bless me, God. We have three scriptures this morning, and I'll be speaking briefly for the next 40 minutes, 40 seconds. If you have your Bibles, and if we stand for kings, let us stand for the reading of God's infallible word. Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Thank you for coming. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 29. Quickly. Our central thematic disposition will be from verse 25. But let's read. And Jacob was left alone. Let's read together. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Watch this. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26, quickly to 29. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Go ahead. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Lift your hands and prophesy, I will prevail. Genesis 28 verse 10. It's a long scripture. Jacob received the charge from Esau to go into his maternal side to Laban. And he went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. What we saw was the aftermath. Let's see the pretext. Verse 11. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took off the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in the night. In that place too. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set apart on the earth. What happened? The top of it reached to the heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending. We know this scripture. So jump to verse 20. After he had the dream, what happens? Verse 20. Jump to verse 20 to 22. We know this scripture. After he had the dream, and the angels anointed the rock and all that. Verse 20, quickly. Jump to verse 20:20. And Jacob vowed a vow. Say, he vowed a vow. Watch this. Read together with me. And Jacob vowed a vow and saying, if God will be with me, 2020, and will keep me in this way that I go, 2020, and will give me bread to eat, 2020, and raiment to put on. Now, go to the Amplified. Raiment means clothes to wear. He prayed that prayer. If you have the Amplified, or if you have the whatever you have, just and say, and will give me food to eat and clothing to wear. Jacob prayed that prayer. Verse 21, quickly, verse 21. Verse 21. So that I may come again to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord shall be my God. But lastly, verse 22, quickly. And this stone which I have set up as a pillar, a monument, shall be God's house, a sacred place to me. And of all the increase of possession that you give me, I will give the tenth of you. Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, our last scripture, quickly. Thank you all for coming to church. There's no church without you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Time me, I want to speak at least for 30 minutes. What makes church is the spirit. No spirit is entertainment. After this manner, therefore, Jesus teaching about prayer. Say, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's go. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. He says what? Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. The blessing of travailing prayers. The blessing of travailing prayers. Lift your hands. Father, speak to us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Look at somebody and shout to his face, the blessing of travailing prayers. Our objective today is to understand how the blessings of God are provoked through travailing prayers. Thank you, Jasper. To understand the power, the potency, and the authority in traveling in prayers. Traveling in prayers. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, may I submit to you that prayer is a major channel for blessings in life. As a church family, this is our month of prayer and consecration. The whole month of January, the whole year, our focus is provoking the hand of God for maximum impact. It's our team for the year, maximum impact. You can't make maximum impact and leave prayer out. Praise the Lord. Jesus speaking and teaching on how to pray. According to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, he said, and after this manner, therefore pray to your Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus teaching. Which means prayer can provoke the daily bread. What is the daily bread? Your daily bread is the embodiment of your living standards. Your daily bread, everything that sustains your life, is your daily bread. It is the encapsulation of who you are, where you are, and what you are in life. Give us this day our daily bread. Which means there is a connection, there is a correlation between prayer and the blessing. Praise the Lord. Look at someone, said there is a connection between prayer and the blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that the pathway of prayer is the doorway and highway to the blessing. The pathway of prayer is the doorway and highway to the blessing. When you locate yourself in the pathway of prayer, you will be on the highway of the blessing. I declare over your destiny this year, nobody can tamper with your destiny. This amen is the one to take the blessing. John Wesley says something. John Wesley. He said, God does nothing but answer to prayer. Mommy, do we respect John Wesley? Do we respect him? The founding father of Methodist. He made this profound and prolific statement. He says, God does nothing but answers to prayer. That's all. You didn't hear what I said. Slap your neighbor and say, God does nothing but answers to prayer. I prophesy over your destiny. These 14 days, every prayer you have prayed, God will answer you. God will answer you. Lift your right leg and shout, yes! God does nothing but answers to prayer. Even they who have been converted to God. John Wesley goes further to say, and I quote, he says, every new victory which a soul gains is the effect of a new prayer. Which means fresh victory is a function of new prayers. You can't rely on old oil, old prayer, prayed for new victories. Every year the devil renews his covenant. So you must renew your prayer covenant. Am I talking to somebody? So in Genesis chapter 28, we see Jacob at the beginning of his journey. He comes to a place called Bethel. And he makes a vow. He makes a very profound prayer to God. That is the masterpiece for us today. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that the journey of life is unpredictable. The place you give to God at the beginning of your life determines how and where you will end. 2020, January to December. Don't look for God at the middle of the year if you don't commit your beginning to Him. It won't work like that. Preparation precedes distinction. That is why nationwide, everybody is fasting. Any church who is not fasting, any church that is not fasting, any Christian who is not fasting at this time has missed the prophetic moment. Go everywhere. 40 days, 30 days, 21 days. In fact, we are the only ones doing 14 days. I even want us to add 1 week to it. The beginning. The beginning decides your end. Am I talking to somebody? Hear this. Every forceful turnaround is birth at the place of prayer. Every forceful turnaround is birth at the place of prayer. 2020, let prayer be your focal point. Not just, I wish, contemporary for you. But travailing, groaning, supplication. The kind of prayers that Hannah prayed, that Eli looked at her mouth and thought that she was drunk. Which means this woman stood by the altar of God, and all that Ahab saw was, Ahab looked at her and said, this woman is drunk. He said, hey, I am not drunk. I am overwhelmed and intoxicated by my pain. Now Ahab and Eli looked into the spirit and said, a year by this time, I prophesy to every prayer warrior here. Tomorrow by this time, every prayer you have placed at the altar, God will hear you. If you are looking for a super natural breakthrough, then travail in prayer. Look at someone say, travail in prayer. The Lord said to me, when you entrust your life to God, at the place of prayer, you receive grace to confront the future without fear. Confronting the future without fear. Within 1 week in Ghana, the enemy is drinking blood. I was talking to somebody, I said, you are criticizing and making fun of our father in the Lord, Ken Dapa, not knowing that this is demonic. I said, this is what? Every attempt to bring you dishonor is satanically governed and oriented. When they went to check these young ladies who broke the leg, she survived from the 34 people that died. When they did the x-ray, the bone is like a butterfly. The bone has been broken to three. And it has drew a butterfly. So the scan was a butterfly. I said, what is this? And she needs a specialized surgery. Specialized surgery. The future at times becomes bleak and uncertain. But with prayer, you can confront it without fear. I said, but with prayer, you can do what? One of my daughters said, Papa, anytime I carry your daughter at my back, I'll be praying. This is the seed of my father in the Lord. This is the seed of my father in the Lord. While she carries my daughter at the back, she'll be praying. This is the daughter of my father in the Lord. But as I carry her, I carry my blessing. Open a door for me. She carried my daughter and prayed to God, open a door for her in China. Now, Sister Ophelia is in China doing business. Anything you do with prayer works. Look at someone say, anything you do with prayer works. I can't stand people who are not spiritual. I can't stand it. I can't stand carnal people. Please understand, behind every glory is a story of pain in prayer. Anybody you see shining today, go behind him. You will see that he has prayed some dangerous prayers. Because before you get to the place of glory, you must be subjected in the story of pain. That is prayer. Behind principle, people are principles. 2020 is not for jokers. The way the year is going, you have to be sensitive. The devil has opened its mouth. He wants to swallow blood. Election year. A whole lot of enchantment, divinations are going on. So if you are not prayer governed, prayer navigated, you are not prayer saturated, you can easily become a casualty. One of them is to commit your life to God at the place of prayer. 2020, commit your life to God at the place of prayer. There is a man called Andrew Murray. Look at someone say, Andrew Murray. He said, we must begin to believe that God, in the mystery of prayer, has entrusted us with a force that moves the heavenly world and can bring its power to the earth. Regardless of how things may appear on the surface of the earth, nothing of eternal value is ever released without somebody somewhere praying. nothing of eternal value is ever released without somebody somewhere praying. Nothing of eternal value. Look at someone and say, stop playing with your life. 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 God moves when his people pray. Prayer is the daily necessity for daily supplies. It is prayer that enforces the will of God. Prayer is a guided missile. Did fasting and prayers. Some of you never showed up even a day. Never showed up. Never fasted. You do your own thing. When adversity strikes you, you say your pastor is not anointed. It's not your pastor. It's not about your pastor. It's about you. When you are prayer careless, the enemy will be reckless with you. Some people say, I live far. You live far. You don't live far. Yesterday, man of God, I was at First Choice at 8 a.m. Exactly 8 a.m. I spoke to one girl called Akosia. I said, where Julie? I want to invite you to church. She says, I live behind Paloma. I said, where do you go to church? She said, I go to church at Presby. I said, okay. Where? Which Presby? At Kaswa. I said, hey, where are you on your way home? No, she didn't answer. I said, Papa, why? Missy, there's no Presby in Sakumono. I see, I like the one at Kaswa. So distance is a matter of conviction. This is my son. Ask him. This is my boy. He came to me and said, Papa, my dude, I said, what are you talking about? There's somebody here from Kaswa. So distance is not a matter. When you are connected, wired, intimidated to the place, if you understand that this is the house that God has planted you, distance will never block you. She is here at Paloma, but goes to church at Kaswa Presby. That means, Presby and Kukrani Mriwan Omukono, Sisiano, young girl won't go to Pentecostal church. Papa, I love the Presby. Distance. So it's not about distance, it's about discipline. Look at someone and say, pray your way up. Pray your way up. Prevailing men are prayer travailers. Prevailing men. The Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, that we all desire to become like, he prays 18 to 20 hours a day. In Israel, they pray from 3 to 6 times a day. They have 9 watches. They have 9 watches. Say 9 watches. 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., 12 midnight, 3 a.m., 6 a.m. Muslims pray about 3 to 5 times a day. How about you? How about you? It will amaze you that somebody is sitting here, the only day he opens his Bible is when he comes to church. And even the Bible is not the original Bible, it's a software on their phone that can crash. Which means your life is so vulnerable. No word, no prayer fire. You'll be buffeted with adversities. You cannot live biara biara in 2020 and expect the blessing. Praise the Lord. Men that prevail in life travail in prayer. Am I talking to somebody? Prayer is holding on to God. You must pray in 2020. Until something shifts in your life. You don't stop praying. You pray till you see the end of the tunnel. Somebody said, I prayed once and I got tired. No. You must pray till you see the end of the victory. You must pray till you see the change. Am I talking to somebody? You must pray till your heavens
open.
And you must pray to keep the heavens open.
Some people pray, the heavens open, and they stop praying. You don't pray for open heavens and you stop praying. You pray to keep the heavens open on you. So the only thing you can do for survival, as a child of God, you cannot go mechanical. You have to go spiritual. Some of you are spiritual beings using mechanical techniques. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Look at someone and say, get serious with God. Come on, look at someone and say, get serious with God.
So in Genesis chapter 32,
verse 24, I'm drumming towards conclusion.
And Jacob was left alone.
And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. All night prayer. All night wrestling started with Jacob. All night. This is the prayer that changed everything. Do you know that it was supposed to be Abraham, Isaac, and Esau? But Jacob is a smart guy who understood the dynamics of the spirit. So he shifted destiny. You can shift things to your advantage. They didn't catch the revelation.
The lineage of Israel was supposed to be Abraham, Isaac, and Esau.
But Jacob changed the order. Some of you have sold your birthright at the place of pleasure. Nothing is working in your life. Jacob came from the back, skillfully downplayed everything and took the birthright. At the place of prayer, he began to transact. Prayer is kingdom spiritual transaction. He caught God and said, God, what are you going? I defeated my brother with food. I will defeat you with words. He says, God, I will punch you till you bless me. Prayer is pricking God, punching God, scratching God till he releases the blessing. You see, God is holding to your blessing. If you know how to pray, he will release it. All night they fought. Danny,
all night
they fought.
He wrestled with God until the breaking of the day. Jacob held on to the theophany of God. And he said, I won't let you go
until thou blesses me. That must be your radicality for 2020. Open my monitors, please.
That must be your radicality
for 2020. You must become holistically aggressive.
You must hold on to God and say, Lord, I will not stop serving you until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go until you change my life.
What a man called Jacob. What a man. He committed his ways to God. And he prayed that prayer. And the Lord, if thou will bless me and keep me and give me food to eat and give me clothes to wear, then this is what I will do. This place where I stand, I will build you a house. Divine transaction. I will come back to my father's house in peace if you will bless me. Look at someone and say, what have you told God for 2020? What have you told God?
Jacob prevailed in life because he knew how to travail in prayer.
Prayer is wrestling with God at night. Any Christians who sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. is a dangerously lazy Christian. That when it, there are church members I called them at 5 a.m. Sorry. Not prepare on a bra. Sorry. Still, they come to church late. They still come to church. I guess I want that one. No. You can be on your bed. Kanu Musaka. Lay on your bed and let your spirit talk to God. Huh? If you sleep 9 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, you wake up at 6 a.m. to go and take your shower, brush your teeth, and go and drink your tea and step out like that for a whole week. You will not look for adversity. Adversity will look for you. Look at someone and say, change the gear. Am I talking to somebody? Shake your name and say, change the gear. Change the gear. There are three things I need you to note. 10 minutes, I'm out of your way. Three things. Three things. If you have to prevail in prayer, let us look at what happened to Jacob. He wrestled all night. After he wrestled all night, what happened? What happened? Number one, at the place of prayer, there is a divine exchange. Look at someone, say, at the place of prayer, there is a divine exchange. The angel of the Lord, the theophany of God, said, what is your name? He said, my name is what my mama called me. He took his social security and hit it, brought the archives of eternity and said, you are living with the wrong identity. Your name is not Jacob, but there is Israel. I decree over your destiny, if you will cry unto God at the place of prayer, there will be a divine exchange. There will be a divine exchange. Lift your hands and shout, divine exchange. At the place of prayer, number two, curses dissolve and blessings evolve. At the place of prayer, curses dissolve and blessings evolve. At the place of prayer, the blessings are mantled and curses are dismantled. At the place of prayer, he said in verse number 26, he said, but Jacob said, I will not let you go until you declare a blessing on me. Look at that, verse 26, the Amplified. What a prayer! What a prayer! What a prayer. He held on to him like that. He said, I will not let you go. Watch your screen. Until you declare a blessing on me. I will not let you go. Yes, Oko. Yes, Oko. Ah. Hey, what's up? Make sure you need to count. Yes, Oko. I will not let you go. Okay. Go. I will not let you go. Call me, Siko. I will not. China man, choose you. Yes, I will go. See, I will not let you go until you declare a blessing on me. 2020, I will not let you go until you declare a blessing on me. I will not let you go until I marry this year. I will not let you go until you open that door for me. I will not let you go until I see the manifestation of every prophetic word over my life. Lift your left leg and shout fire. He said, I will not let you go. I'll let you go until you declare a blessing on me. That must be your disposition for this year. Let me tell you. Why drink of Musa? Forget them
and concentrate on your life. If you die today, nobody will think about you. This year, get selfish. Pray for yourself. Pamper yourself. Take care of yourself. Lift up your leg and shout, yes! Slap your neighbor and say, forget them!
Forget them. Don't mind anybody.
Number three, at the place of prayer, you connect with power
to prevail and overcome in life. At the place of prayer, you connect with
power
to prevail, overcome in life. If you will overcome, it's at the place of prayer. You hear me? There's somebody there waiting for something to happen to you. So that they will say, manka. Huh? They will wait forever.
The one that shouted amen is the one to walk in the blessing. I prophesy over your destiny. Anybody waiting for your fall, they will see your rising. They will see your elevation. Lift up your hands and shout, yes! There can be no prevailing
without travailing. I teach my sons. If you are close to me and you're a good boy, I'll teach you. You see, the traditionalists, everything we are doing as children of God, they do it, but they do it opposite. You call God into your presence. Huh? Yeah, Papa, no, I'm sorry for you. I'm rough. But this generation of IT, even prayer, they want to pray with their mobile phone. They want to send prayer audio to God. Now, Father, this is my prayer. I've sent it. WhatsApp you. So, hey, your friend, Yami Sunsumu. Do you hear me? Yami Sunsumu, you hear me? Friend, you have to call God into your presence. Call God. When I sat down, the first thing that came into my head, I said, no, I don't like the atmosphere. So I have to call God. Let me see. Soon some conqueror prayer. Utri, I'm soon some aba. Utu, sir. Then who named me, sir? Then he will descend. He said, who called me? I am here to bless. This year, call God into your house. Call God into your life. Call God into your destiny. If you will call upon me, I will do great and mighty things in your life. Call God. Look at someone and say, call God into your life. The matter of prevailing power is travailing prayer. The matter of prevailing power, travailing. Travailing prayer. Travailing prayer. Take your seat. So now, what is prayer? Why should we pray all year? What is prayer? Two things that defines prayer.
Prayer is the recognition and acknowledgement of the almightiness and sovereignty of God
over your life and destiny. The recognition and acknowledgement of the almightiness and the sovereignty of God over your life. Your destiny.
When a man prays, he is acknowledging God
that he alone holds the keys over your life. That's why we pray. That without God, you are helpless. That's not, look at David. He was a murderer. He was a murderer. But he played the harp and worshiped and danced. God was not seeing a murderer. God was seeing a psalmist, the worshiper. Close the door on your past. Open a fresh page and expect great things in your life. Some of you are still living 2019 in 2020. How can you make exploits?
Shut the door!
Let prayer change things. How can you worship? You're worshiping God. And it is as if you are talking to a mere man. Hey, it's God. When you take God out of good, the rest is zero. You didn't catch that? When you take God out of good, the rest is zero. Which means that every good thing in this life, God must be in it. And if you take God out of good, the rest is nothing.
Anybody who does not pray,
it means prayerlessness,
is the recognition and acknowledgement
of self-sufficiency and self-sovereignty. I, me, myself, I am that I am. I can handle it myself. Hey, it's dangerous. Look at someone, it is dangerous.
Look at someone and say, pray. Shout to the ears of that person and say, pray. Please understand, there is a place in life
you get to. Money cannot buy it. Nobody is sovereign and sufficient except God. Apart from God. If money can buy everything, then go to Kolebu and buy life for them.
So when you are prayerless, you are saying, I can do it
all by myself. One scripture, then we close. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Prayer is the avenue for the possession of our inheritance in God.
Prayer
is an access point. Look at this scripture. 5:17. Five things I say, and we go. Look at someone and tell the person, pray without ceasing. Say 2020. Pray without ceasing. Declare it again. Say, pray without ceasing. There are five things I want to say quickly. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to break. I'm going to say it in 65 seconds. 1 minute, 5 seconds. Then I'm done. Number one.
Never be too busy to pray. That is a big error. Life can make you too busy, but never be too busy to pray. Don't let calamity and tragedy bring you to the place of prayer.
It will be too late. Some of you wait till something hits you before you pray. It is dangerous. Number one, never be too busy to pray. Number two,
never delegate your prayer responsibility.
Prayer is a non-delegable responsibility. Pray yourself. Pray yourself.
Pray for me, season is over.
Look at me. Look at someone and say, pray for me, season is over. You must develop a strong prayer tenacity. Important things of destiny are handled individually.
Someone can join faith with you,
but cannot replace his faith with yours.
Number three, never push aside burden of prayer. Never push aside. There are times you will feel like praying.
God is prompting you. Evil is on the way. Something good is on the way. How can you go and watch TV and sit down when you have the edge, the prompting to pray? The moment you feel like praying, you don't push the burden of prayer aside. Am I talking to somebody?
Number four, maintain a daily prayer schedule.
Maintain it. Hey, I am one who said, somebody can be praying and testing at the same time. I've never seen this kind of Christians before. Because if prayer is talking to God, how can you be praying and testing at the same time? Prayer is supposed to be in the spirit. You are in the spirit and the physical at the same time. Why? You are bisexual. I don't understand this. Am I talking to somebody?
Look at someone say, maintain a daily prayer schedule. Be consistent. Be constant. Be committed with your prayer schedule. Number five, never give up on prayer. Say to your neighbor, never give up on prayer.
Don't give up on prayer. Everything else can fail, but prayer. But prayer. Don't be too tired to pray. Don't be discouraged to pray. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. Don't be too tired. Soon you do. Praise the Lord. Somebody called me and I said, I should talk to you this morning. I said, no, Kasa. Because, yes, I'll be you soon, my dear. You see? This one is a spiritual word. That's why you don't play with fathers. I'm with him, sir. I'm sorry. Now I'm talking against Bishop Salifu and Uzu Bempa. Hey, I have dug my grave. Otinifie, or better to a born baby come with you. People who pray are dangerous, they can kill you. That is why adversities are falling on you like that, because you are not praying much. When you pray, God will reveal the plot of the enemy to you before they plan. Watch your mother, dada. Wherever you go to, hey, you are a driver. Any witch that enters your car.
Mommy, see the film.
Oh, drive. I didn't tell you, Pamela. Who pen? Who are there? Who? You don't pray. You are taking money from snakes. You don't pray. Some of you are kissing the mouth of dragons. You don't even know. A whole dragon has spat on your tank. You are drinking the saliva of a dragon. Watch a movie. There's a young man in a church. Every new girl that comes to the church, so one day, Mami Water himself says, I'm going to that church. Ah, no, ko nimo. Obana baya, sister, Pacho, I love you. Mami Water nini koye. If you are not prayerful, you will shake the hands of a Mami Water. Look at someone and say, don't get tired of prayer. Somebody said, I have prayed, nothing is happening. Hey!
A living dog is better than a dead lion.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4.
I prefer to be a dog than to be a lion who is dead.
Yeah, there are people, they are lion, but they are dead.
They are drinking champagne every day, but they are dead lions. It is better to be in prayer and be a living dog than to be a dead lion. Am I talking to somebody? There are people, they are buoyant, they are huge, but they have no power in them. I prophesy over your destiny. May you be fired up for power. May you be fired up for prayer. become intoxicated with the fire of prayer. Stand to your feet and shout, yeah! A living dog.
Bring me that scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better. It's better. Pray. Go to someone and say, pray. Stand to your feet. Shake the person and say, pray. Come on now. Shake somebody and say, pray. Stand to your feet. Go to four persons and say, pray. Look at someone and say, don't get tired. I feel like preaching in this house. Can I preach in this house? Somebody here today, I've come to announce unto you that if you will pray, your battles will come to an end. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I come to declare over your destiny that tomorrow by this time, you will look at the devil and you will tell the devil, we don't serve a dead God, but we serve a living God. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. If God be for you, who can be against you? When God says yes, no man can say no. When God says no, no man can say yes. When God opens a door, no man can shut. When God shut a door, no man can open. If he did it yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. I prophesy over your life, after today, you will win every battle, every power fighting against you at the place of prayer. You will tell the devil, no weapon formed against me. Look at somebody and say, pray. If you will pray, your life will turn around. If you will pray, the battle will come to an end. If you will pray, that devil and his mother-in-law will come down under you. I decree over your destiny, receive the anointing to pray, receive the power to pray, receive the grace to pray. Lift up your hands and shout, yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Lift your hands. A living dog is better. A dog lie, dead lie. Lift your hands, everyone.